This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're going to kick it off, as we do, with our writer and podcaster, Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, I'm thrilled to be with you. My life has improved. One, my house is getting a roof after a hurricane. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I'm getting a computer back that was storm damaged. And I was a range safety officer for a concealed carry class. That class is a perfect cross-section of America. Old, young, black, white, single moms, married couples, you know. The kid who, yeah, dad told me I should, I finally did. Boy, it looks just like us, and I'm glad to see it. It's getting a little cold even down here in Louisiana to be out, but they persevered.
Sure.
What
is a little cold in Louisiana, by the way?
Mid-50s.
Okay. Yeah, that counts. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, the wind. Now, remember, these are. I'm both an old person, and I've been down in the South for 5 years. So, you know, if it's 65, I'm wearing a sweater.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, I want to talk about new gun owners because they just had such classic problems. There's this young gal. She's driving a 40. You could tell she'd shot before. Early 20s. Doing a fine time. Her gun handling skills were squared away. The accuracy improved with every shot. And yet we had an older woman who was there to pass the concealed carry class. All of us saw cop shows as a kid. I'm here to tell you that snub-nosed 38 was called a detective special. And it was an icon as I was growing up. Simply because you recognize it from your childhood isn't a good reason to buy it now.
Yeah.
It should not be your first gun.
No. No, it should not.
Do you have one of those in your collection?
I do not. I was a range safety officer at a class where it was primarily women. And mm-hmm. One woman had a 6.42, which is, okay. You know, the hammer hidden model of the
right.
Detective special, but it's a Smith. And I don't know what happened, but we ended up, she popped her hand open somehow, you know? She cut her hand with that gun, and we ended up having, because the only thing we had on the range, I don't know why, you know, I was sort of pressed into this. I was there to shoot, but I was sort of pressed into the RSO. All they had to put on her hand was some duct tape. So we duct taped her hand, and, you know, I would not have expected that. And I was like, listen, you need to buy a gun like this. And, you know, like a, you know, I was carrying a Glock 19 that day. And I was like, you need to buy one of these. And she was looking at her hand. She's like, you may be right. So, yeah.
Yeah. There was a gal shooting a subcompact, brand new to her, stiff gun. And she had a hard time muscling it. She could easily shoot a Glock 19.
Sure.
As you get a smaller gun, it's not less lethal. It just has to do more in less space, and you have to muscle it harder. Like the Detective Special, the sights are closer and closer. The Detective Special doesn't really have sights. It just has a groove on top.
Yeah.
Grandma's not wearing her reading glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be able to see that groove in order to sight that gun. One that I stumbled upon.
Yeah?
that I have resisted, but I bought it. I think I've already talked about this. I bought it because of the price. Is that SIG P365?
Right.
Now, at first, it shoots pretty accurately. Shoots full right. bore 9mm, holds 10 rounds or 12 rounds, whichever magazines you buy. I would not deem this to be a fighting gun.
Right.
But in a self-defense situation, it is fine. It's accurate enough. It mitigates the recoil enough, but it does have that really stiff spring.
Yeah.
So.
Now, your preference, you like a long grip and a relatively short barrel, if you will.
Yeah.
Those are relative terms. It was interesting. I thought, wow, what could we do with this? She qualified with a 22 semi-automatic. Fine. Good for her.
Yeah.
She said she shot since she was a kid, and there she was without muzzle discipline. You know, her grandson's standing next to her going, Grandma, not at me. What? Perfect. That's the place to make those mistakes. It was an unloaded firearm at the time. And she was deeply troubled that she did that, but, you know, she needs the practice of knowing where a gun is pointed. When you were being RSO, did they teach the students SUL, you know, carrying the gun down?
No. And that's why I was standing sort of behind them.
Yeah, right. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
We did teach them compressed ready and SUL, just so that they could move with the firearm. I kind of wish we had the time to teach them low ready, but that'll come. And they were eager. I think most of them left knowing there was a lot more to learn.
Yeah, I think for any reasoning adult, they would come out of that with that. Did they have anybody that wanted to aim the gun at the sky in their ready position?
Nobody was doing the Cagney and Lacey. One person by accident, she just didn't know where to point the gun, and I said, you know, low ready or SUL, and she goes, oh yeah, right, okay. So a momentary inattention. That was the only. There was nobody that was really saying, oh, I prefer it there. No, they were willing. They were amenable to learn. It was great.
Do you know the only people that carry the muzzle up in the ready position?
I would think if we're stacked nose to tail.
No, not necessarily. The only people that carry the muzzle up, and the reason everybody wants to copy that is because the SEALs do that. But the SEALs carry it with the muzzle up because a lot of times when they're deploying, they're in a rubber boat. So if they trigger around low, then they're going to sink their ride.
We're walking home.
Yeah. Around here, if you've got the muzzle up and you're on dry land, who knows where that round's going to land? And it's much better just to blow it straight into the dirt in front of you. I think most of the time when you're stacked up, you're supposed to also be all set, you know, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, and the low. So.
Right.
But anyway, I always find that interesting as to how many people want to carry that way because of what they've seen on TV.
The same reason they choose guns that don't fit them. It is amazing to me, and every time I go, the students teach me how much there is to learn.
Yeah.
So please, if you haven't taken a class, jump in. You'll love it. They were thrilled. We also had a short lecture segment at the end about self-defense insurance. Do you have that, Bill?
I don't. I should get some now, but I don't currently. I have in the past. I will again soon. But anyway,
okay.
Before we go to break, tell everybody how they find you.
Well, I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's Paul Lathrop's show. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, articles are picked up at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge. Bill, I now write the Armed Citizens column at Ammoland once a week.
There you go. I saw that. Congratulations.
And if I'm good, I get to be here with you and the ninjas.
Well, you seem to be pretty good most of the time. So anyway, you hang on. You just stay over there being good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory. FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Talking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, and, you know, now he's got an expanded role at Amaland. So that doesn't surprise me they did that with you. You pretty much, I see the self-defense gun stories popping up on there all the time.
Right. So we take a deeper dive into one of those, and it's the armed citizen stories. You know, and if I write 10 times more, maybe 20 times more than sometime, I'll catch up with Dean Weingarten. He is so prolific. It's wonderful.
That would be that's rough. That's rough. I mean, that's a, you know, when I'm out there and when he's on the show and I'm talking about what he is and how much stuff he's written and all this other stuff, it, you know, just makes me.
Let me put it this way: I'm hard pressed to read all he writes, and he's writing it.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's high-quality material.
Yeah, and they're behind on his publishing, too. He's got he has sort of stacked up on himself there, so he's always there. But anyway, you push out a few articles yourself, though.
Well, let me go to one of those. I want to talk. You have Dan coming on next, right?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Dan had to shift.
Well, all right, but he'll be back. I want to cover some of those DGUs, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, absolutely.
This one's out of Tamarack, Florida, and it's unusual to see it in the news at all. A guy's at home getting ready for bed. After 10 at night, he had polio as a child. He's coming out of the shower. To move, he needs both a cane and a leg brace, and he sees somebody walk past his bedroom or bathroom window. Article doesn't say. Seconds later, he hears somebody kicking at his back door. The photos of this guy later the next day show him, I think it's actually an artificial leg. He had polio as a child. Wow. The guy at his back door now starts trying to beat his way in with a brick. Important thing you notice, Tamarack, Florida is in a hurricane zone. This back door is reinforced. It has hurricane glass. Our buddy grabs his gun, gets on the phone, 911, and for the next 15 minutes is screaming for the guy, don't come in, I've got a gun. Here's a guy who cannot run away. He cannot go out the front door and escape. And not only is he screaming and calling the cops, pleading with the dispatchers, his neighbors hear it. They're calling. They're pleading. Finally, the intruder, clearly intoxicated, just says, this is too hard, walks down the street. Neighbors from the neighborhood with cell phones in their hand are following the would-be burglar. And the cops finally arrest him when he gets to their roadblock. I think this was a cul-de-sac, you know, one way in, one way out. They go, we got him. We don't have to go get him. Wow.
Yep.
All the neighbors are outraged. The news picked it up because otherwise we'd never hear about it since there was no gunshots and no blood. It would never make the news.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, Bill, most police departments have no there's no checkbox to homeowner defended himself with a firearm. Was the trigger pressed? Yes, no. And until you press the trigger, it doesn't even appear on a police report. Although that's what happens 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, you know. So, it's better to not shoot somebody, right? We would agree with that. It's better to not shoot somebody. It definitely is better than, but if you have to defend yourself and you have to bring lethal force, it is better to be ready and prepared and everything else. And, armed civilians seem to do a pretty good job at knowing when to shoot and knowing when not to shoot.
Isn't that? Yet if you ask the people who say we need more gun control, because otherwise it'll be the Wild West with every... We are really reluctant to shoot our neighbor. We hate it. In fact, We do a very good job. Because we keep records, we know how well concealed carriers do. They're much less likely to shoot an innocent person than are the police. But here's a guy that had to be terrifying. Hi, I'm too old. I can't run away. Come save me. And the dispatcher's saying they're down the street. Wow. So tremendous presence of mind on this guy's part. If I had to ask you to guess what police department in Florida was this, what would be one of the first police departments that would come to mind?
Well, I used to know a guy that worked at the Hollywood, Florida one.
Okay. Think of the news in the last year.
Miami-Dade?
Broward County, right.
Yeah.
The same guys who stood outside while a murderer had a rampage in a high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same problem, same behavior. I think that's why we know about it at all. If we've got time, I'd like to jump on and try and cover another one. It's just a minute.
We got 90 seconds. Go.
Okay. Philadelphia this time, 10:30 at night, you walk into a restaurant to get your takeout order. Welcome to the land of COVID. You're talking on the phone, and as you come to the counter, you see there's a guy behind the counter. The three employees in uniform have their hands in the air. They're being robbed. The robber points the gun at you. The robber tells you to give him the phone. You put your hand out with the phone in one hand and shoot with the other. You strike your attacker in the neck. He drops. Thank goodness there's security there, and you had witnesses. And you have to ask, if the robber had just kept robbing the people in front of you, would you have used your gun? We'll talk about that after the break.
That's a tough question.
There's nothing simple there. And I'll make it even harder for you, Bill, when we come back from the break.
Hey, well, I'm looking forward to that. You can find Rob's written word that starts out at Slow Facts WordPress blog, then it goes out to ClashDaily.com, Amoland, and what's the other website real quick, Rob?
Daily Search.
There you go.
Yep.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was a rigged election.
President Trump's comments at the White House on Monday. The president continues.
You look at the different states, the election was totally rigged. It's a disgrace to our country. It's like a third world country. These ballots pouring in from everywhere using machinery that nobody knows ownership, nobody knows anything about.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says mid-January could be a dark time in terms of coronavirus, given holiday gatherings and travel, warning people to be wary of indoor spread.
Not only for New York State, but for any state or city that is facing similar problems. Without substantial mitigation, the middle of January can be a really dark time for us.
He indicates we are just entering a post-Thanksgiving surge, which in theory would then match up with a Christmas and Hanukkah surge in terms of case numbers. This is USA Radio News. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece is weighing in on the Georgia Senate debates.
Georgia Senate race debates took place Sunday night. Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, on Fox, says Democrats are playing the race card, and that's dangerous.
John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock are adept at teaching fear, anger, stirring up bitterness. It's called playing the race card. So stirring up emotions and fear is very dangerous. But giving solutions, Ginger Howard and I, in our book, We're Not Colorblind, teach people how to do that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New England is digging out from a massive nor'easter that left hundreds of thousands of customers without power. Up to a foot of snow was dumped on parts of Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire, and wind gusts of more than 70 miles an hour were recorded on Cape Cod. Showers are expected through the region today, making driving conditions dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, and he's going to try to trip me up here. So, give me this lineup again.
Okay, this was our defensive gun use in Philadelphia.
Right,
10:30 at night. I don't think they're curfews due to COVID. You walk into a restaurant, you're walking into a robbery. And the robber gets greedy. He points his gun at you, and now you're jammed. He says, hand over your phone. You're looking at a lethal threat. The guy's got a gun pointed to you. All he has to do is press the trigger, and you're gone. You hand him your phone, and as you do, you shoot him. Okay, that's brilliant. A lot of us would make the excuse, I'd never walk into a restaurant with my head welded in the phone, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay, you get a call, you're two steps from the door. Do you stop, obtain situational awareness, find a place where you can stand, probably with your back to a wall, and then take the call? Depends on the temperature in the wintertime. You might say, man, I can hardly get into my jacket pockets, my phone's buried, and I'll go inside. Now you're right where our defender was. He's us. He's absolutely us.
Right.
What should we do if the robber isn't greedy and is just robbing the place? We just back out, say, not my circus, not my monkeys, away we go?
Well, as a, we're talking about a concealed carry, yeah?
Yep.
That is certainly something they could do, right?
Right.
Because they are under no obligation to intervene in that. However, they also can employ lethal. Well, I guess it would depend on the state. In my state, I could decide that, okay, he's got them in a really bad situation. I'm going to bring some lethal force to bear to get him, get these people out of this. And I can do that. As long as he's pointing guns at people.
Yep.
But then, yeah.
If he's made the threat, there's no visible firearm, they're handing over the cash, his hands are out of his pockets, it's not a strong-arm robbery, it was the threat of violence, it's still robbery, no doubt.
Right.
Now that's a very difficult situation. Okay, let's make it near impossible. You walk in, and your granddaughter's in your arms, your kids are behind you. Hopefully, their heads are out of their phones, so you can say, go back to the car, and you're playing rear guard, right?
Right.
For firearms instructors, we often call this a rabbit hole, because if a student asks a question that changes the slightest thing, the outcome is radically different. You want to back out, because you've got your most precious asset behind you. You don't care about cash. There are other circumstances where you might absolutely want to defend innocent third parties, but your heart is behind you, and that's your treasure you're trying to protect.
Right.
Until the guy says, no, stop, you come here. OMG.
Well,
now.
Yeah. Then he just took away any, I was trying to exercise options. He just took that away.
Right.
Now it's time to get loud with the guy.
And as you do, maybe you move so that there aren't people standing right behind him.
Right. Well,
wow.
I move so that none of mine are behind me.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Same thing. Right. The thing that, because I used to work fast food as a teenager, and some not so fast food these days. Wow. What if the kids with their hands up, you know, are pimply-faced people under 21, and you know they're not carrying. They're defenseless. Look, if there are a bunch of adults back there, I'm more likely to say, hope you guys were ready to solve your problem. Wow. That this comes in so many shades of gray, and you will have 1001. There, that was the time you had to think about it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the key to that, the key to that kind of a encounter,
right,
is learning to empty your mind and go ahead and get ready and just let what you think needs to happen occur.
I used to think of it as a game face. I bet you did it all the time when you were kickboxing.
Well, I mean, the thing after you. One thing you do with a kickboxer is you're going to study your opponent, which you don't get to do with an armed self-defense thing, because I don't know what he's going to do. But you start looking and training for, like, if he throws his arm behind him when he's getting ready to line up a kick and try to kick you in the head.
Right.
As soon as he's throwing that arm behind him, then you might move in on him and jam him up and, you know, come in with a straight left and an overhand right or something like that. But you are presuming that he's going to do what he has done all these times with all these fight films you've watched of him.
Yep.
So it's sort of a leap of faith, if you will, to do that. So, but you learn to do that without thinking too much about it. And going to guns in the event of this kind of nonsense, I think you have to adapt that same sort of ability to make that call. I saw a video of a self-defense shooting at a barbershop, right?
Yes.
An armed dude was in the barbershop. He was waiting on these guys to get by him. As soon as they got by him to where, one, he could draw, and two, they'd gone past most of the people, then he drew his weapon, and he engaged.
Mm-hmm.
You can't teach that. That just was an instinctive thing he did.
Right.
And did it well. And, I mean, you know.
One of the things that I often forget, and I'm fortunate to train often enough, somebody said, Robert, drop your cell phone. And as you bend down to get it, now you have your attacker silhouetted against the ceiling. That flimsy partition behind him that separates him from the kitchen, now you've got at least the ceiling that you're shooting into. Oh, okay, there is another dimension to all this. I don't think of it because I think of staying mobile. But, you know, sometimes it's better to be sneaky and win than to stay. Well, you're trading different attributes. And being flexible is really hard. You will do what you do instinctively because you won't have time to think.
Right.
When we come back, there's tons and tons of news. Just the concealed carriers that we had this weekend were a perfect example. What was it? Over 3.5 million new NICS checks in November?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So, very true statement. How do they find you?
Slowfacts.wordpress.com is my written material. Self-Defense Gun Stories is the podcast. I try and keep it short, but it's been growing. And then the Polite Society podcast. That runs 90 minutes. It used to be called Politics and Guns. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, we do, and we will when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Rob Morse, and he got a lot of ground I think he's going to want to cover. So why don't you go ahead and start covering that up?
Bill, last month was another record. I think we've reached and passed peak gun. Through the rest of 2020, we saw gun sales 1.75 times larger than they were, back in 2019. So an increase of about 70%. And November is usually a big, remember, for merchants, holiday sales, this is when most merchants do half their year's business. True about gun sales as well. And it broke new records, but it was what, a 60%, 50%, not quite 50% increase. And I think the desire's there, even though lots of people are locked down, gun stores are limited, take a number to get in, when somebody leaves you can enter, but there are no guns on the shelf. We've saturated what manufacturers can build right now. We could have twice the number of people who wanted to be gun owners, and they don't have guns.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm starting to see some of the guns get back into the circulation.
You are? Well, I sold one of my unused firearms, or my gently owned, not used enough firearms. You're seeing more in the stores?
Yeah. Well, in some stores. Like, I went into Cabela's yesterday, and the gun section is, they're having to get really creative with the gun section. So, like, half of the handgun case, or two-thirds of the handgun cases, because it's like a horseshoe. So, two-thirds of it is, like, optics and some other stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then the rest of it is handguns. But, like, down in Columbia, South Carolina, there's one gun shop that has everything you need and a smattering of ammo.
At prices that look like what?
Normal.
Whoa. Do we want to give them a shout?
They're called Shooter's Choice. I mean, they're not paying me or anything, but yeah, they're
they are, you know.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I wonder where they're getting their firearms. That's because here it's skinny. Like you say, less than full selection. On the other hand, I saw somebody in the concealed carry class, a Taurus 22 semi-auto. Great gun. I think it gives the Glock 44 a good run for its money.
Sure.
For a new shooter particularly, I would say yes. If that were the only thing you could get, you're well served. A reasonable first firearm to both learn with, and you could learn to conceal carry with it. Again, it's not the gun you want to... No handgun is a gun you want to go to war with, but okay, I would defend my family in my bedroom with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a 22 is, you know, is... It's not a killer round, but I mean, there's one little girl that killed a bear with a 22. Lined up the shot really good, yeah.
Right. Well, and the gal shooting it in this concealed carry class put her shots right on target.
Right.
Perfect. You will have to do that. Shot placement is critical. Very few handguns will stop somebody if you gut shoot them. It's a psychological stop. It's a lethal shot. An ice pick to the gut is probably lethal. But it may take days to incapacitate somebody, and you've got to aim higher and better to do that with a 22. But, you know, our experience is that when you shoot people, they quit trying to be bad guys. They want to go get medical treatment. Your family's safe. It's a good solution. Can't
yeah, it, yeah, that's a good way to put it. They quit wanting to be bad guys. When they get shot. That's a good way to put it. I like that.
Well, let's face it. This wasn't the crime they had planned. And what we forget is often they're intoxicated. Now, sometimes that means they're numb between adrenaline and drugs. But often they go, oh, ow, you know, I do notice that. That wasn't the fantasy that I thought where I'd scare grandma and take her oxycodone. Nope. Okay. I'll go try something else. What's really tragic is we see this wonderful demand for people entering the gun culture. Lots of them, and they look just like America. We notice that congratulations, black urban women are joining the gun culture. Thank you. Our arms are open. This is exactly where you belong. And then we get craziness, like in Minneapolis, where we're going to defund the police and carjackings jump up fivefold. Crime, arson, all that just surges, and that fuels the fire. More people look at the news and go, police aren't there for me. I've got to take care of myself, because
yeah,
that notion, just be a good witness and call the police, who will send a social worker.
I read somewhere that in some jurisdiction, they're now combined. Somewhere in Pennsylvania, they have started pairing up social workers with cops.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what that's going to do besides get the social worker to where they get to see, you know, we got no chance against these guys if they decide to go crazy on us.
Right.
Not at all.
I have a different perspective. The medical clinic that treated the most mentally ill patients every day with medication in San Diego County was the San Diego County Police Department. They had frequent flyers. Oh, you're off your meds again. Okay, back in. You were a problem on the street. Let's see, which therapy center were we sending you to? Hi, can you take him again? So I can imagine that is social worker territory if the guy is nonviolent. Most mentally ill people are nonviolent, except when they're not, and then, wow. Now it becomes a real problem because you want to talk them down. You want to affirm their experience. Yeah, things are really crappy for you. Let's see if we can get you some help. And sometimes that just doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole... I don't know how you're supposed to do something like that as a social worker and have any degree of safety without being willing to, you know, deal out a little, you know. You're going to have to get physical with some of these guys.
Well, and the how the nightmare is, how can you tell? You need to get close enough to engage. You know, hi, how you doing? The neighbors said you were throwing potted plants off the balconies at people below. What's going on? How's life? It's interesting. It does make people. It is a way to establish a relationship with the people on the first floor, but probably not the one you want.
Right.
Yeah. And then you find out that the guy is having a psychotic break, and he thinks he's talking to a dinosaur. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Those psychotic breaks, they're very much fun, aren't they?
Well, you know, sometimes I wonder why we elect people who are having a psychotic break to office. We look at the just horrific numbers coming out of Chicago, 40 people shot, 6 people killed, and they go, oh, yeah, it's somebody else's problem other than us, except that somebody else doesn't have that problem. You have it in Chicago. It does remind me of our election. We let small things slide, and we continue to swallow doses of craziness that we never should have accepted in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill, I've got you tongue-tied.
I mean, you know, when you start taking in the sum of all parts and you're saying to yourself, wow. When you look at it, it's like laying out a bunch of stuff and trying to make a crazy quilt.
Yes.
We're about to run out of time, so thank you very much for joining me this evening.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Check him out at ammoland.com and on the podcast Self-Defense Gun Stories. Hour number 2 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.